Hello everyone, Samuel Ntiri here. Welcome to the second day of my 5 takeaways from Youth Week 2020, Jedidiah Youth Week actually, yes. So yesterday we spoke about God being King, and today I want to continue with my second point. And the second point I have is that people are spirit beings, or simply put, we are spirit beings. Youth Week taught me to know that we are not human beings having a spiritual experience, but I have come to believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I'm going to explain, but this is a popular quote by one French philosopher, yes, and I have come to agree to some extent, because when we say a spirit being, like, versus the human being, and both are having experiences, okay, we tend to know that one would have to dictate to the other. So humans don't dictate to their spirit, but I've come to know that our spirit dictates to our humans, and I'm going to explain. So practically, during Youth Week, you would have people who want to partake, okay? So when I say partake, they want to, like, participate and be a part of it, and like, they are all hyped and stuff, but it's like their human aspect want to be, but spiritually, or their spirit beings is just out, like, they are just not interested. So that is where you have people doing something and you can see that they are not committed to doing it. Like, you can see them acting, but they are not really doing it how they should be, or they are not showing up as they should. But you ask them, why couldn't you show up? They can't give you a reason. I realized that through YouTube, that humans are spirit beings, and until we come to that realization that we are spirit beings having a human experience, anything you do, you're going to do like from the spirit being. And when I say spirit, it's not anything weird, okay? Like, it's not anything weird. I think we've been conditioned to know that when we say spirit, it is like some kind of like a fetish or something. No. Like, if I say spirit being, that is not what I mean. But we are spirit being. I think I have to do an episode and explain what I mean by spirit beings. But my second point is that we are spirit beings, and whatever you do, especially if you are in the people serving space, know that people are spirit beings. If you are a communicator, know that people are spirit beings, and anything you say or do, or anything you want them to do for you, they have to agree. Otherwise, they'll be doing it out of compulsion. And one thing you don't want to be a recipient of is someone doing something out of compulsion, okay? And the thing is, as we grow, like, if we become like adults who can take control of whatever thing we do, it is very difficult to get people to act out of compulsion. It's like, you can't really force people to do things, but when you're able to speak to their spirituality, or to just meet them in their point of need in terms of their spirituality, you tend to realize that people do what you want them to do, being good or bad, actually. Like, that is why you have toxic people have a lot of following, because what they say is acceptable, and they get to speak to people through their spirit beings. So my second takeaway is that we are spirit beings, and regardless of what you see someone acting of, or if someone is doing something or playing a role or doing whatever thing it is, just know that the person is convinced in their spirit that this is what I want to do. So one thing I have come to know is that I have to meet people in their spirituality, okay? Because you are more vulnerable, or very vulnerable, in our spirituality. So whatever thing you are doing, especially in the Christian space, or let me just generalize it, in the religious space, if they don't see the spiritual benefit, okay, even if it is football you are playing and they don't see the spiritual benefit, it's like they are very reluctant, and they may not even be vocal about it. It's like they may just go like, oh, after all, when we go, we just, you know, go and do this, and they now want to like downplay it. And you should know that the spirit being is not a fan of routine. So the moment the routine becomes normal, it's like now it becomes less spiritual. And I know that point is debatable, if routine is equal to spiritual, but that is my point. It's like people want to do it, really want to do things, okay? People really want to do things, but when it doesn't, but when they don't appreciate the spiritual aspect of it, especially in the Christian space, they choose, or they tend to downplay it, okay? So people are spirit beings, and they can accept to do something with their, like, vocal cords with their mouth. They can be like, yes, I will come, yes, I'll show up, yes, I'll do this, oh, I am busy, or yes, I'll send it, yes, I'll pay, or yes, I'll support. By their human stuff, like they are, by virtue that they are humans, by virtue that they have empathy, or by virtue that they feel they should do it. But the moment they settle down and do whatever thing it is they have to do, you realize that they are spirit beings, and they are, and their spirituality kicks in. That is how someone can promise you, and then later on they'll be like, forget about it, because it is not meeting their spiritual point of view. Like, they are not convinced in their spiritual realm. So I have really learned this, that humans, trust me, you are spirit beings, and anything you want to, you want people to do for you, or anything you want to act in, just note that we are spiritual beings. Okay, so thank you very much for listening to my second takeaway from Jedidiah week. First point was God is king, and today I have spoke to you that people are spirit beings, and anything we do it from our point of spirituality. So as you go out today, just know that as you interact with people, we are spirit beings, and stay safe out there, my people.